The story. We spread it on the table. Chills crept up my back. This was real history. This chart had shaped today's world. Despite my limited grasp of Telkuri and my even more feeble knowledge of wizardly symbols, I felt the power mapped there. For me, at least, it radiated something that left me teetering on the boundary between discomfort and true dread. Goblin and One Eye did not feel it, or were too intrigued. They put their heads together and examined the route Bowman's used to reach the lady. 37 years of work, I said. What? It took him 37 years to accumulate that information. I noticed something. What's this? It was something that should not have been there, as I recalled the story. I see. Our correspondent added notes of his own. One Eye looked at me, then he looked at the chart, then he looked at me again. Then he bent to examine the route on the map. That has to be it. No other answer. What? I know what happened. Tracker stirred uncomfortably. Well? He tried to go in there, the only way you can, and couldn't get out. He had written me saying there was something he had to do, that the risks were great. Was One Eye right? Brave man. No papers, unless they were hidden better than I thought. I would have Goblin and One Eye search. I made them re-roll the chart and return it to the spear shaft, then said, I'm open to suggestions. About what? Goblin squeaked. About how to get this guy away from the Eternal Guard, and how we get his soul back inside him so we can ask him questions. Like that. They did not look enthused. One Eye said, Somebody will have to go in there to see what's wrong, then spring him and guide him out. I see. Too well. We had to lay hands on the living body before doing that. Look this place over. See what you can find that's hidden. It took them half an hour. I became a nervous wreck. Too much time, I kept saying. They ignored me. The search produced one scrap of paper, very old, which contained a cipher key. It was folded into one of the books, not really hidden. I tucked it away. It might be used on the papers back at the hole. We got out. We got back to Blue Willy without being detected. We all heaved sighs of relief once we reached our room. What now? Goblin asked. Sleep on it. Tomorrow is soon enough to start worrying. I was wrong, of course. I was worrying already. With each step forward, it became more complicated. Chapter 31 Night in the Barrowland. The thunder and lightning continued to strut about. The sound and flash penetrated the walls as though they were paper. I slept restlessly, my nerves frazzled more than they should be. The others were dead to the world. Why couldn't I be? It started as a pinprick in a corner, a mote of golden light. The mote multiplied. I wanted to lunge across and hammer on Goblin or One Eye, calling them liars. The amulet was supposed to keep me invisible. Faintest, most ghostly of whispers, like the cry of a ghost down a long, cold cavern.